Although this month we will be covering 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. Love is patient and love is kind, and love does not envy and love is not boastful, or is it proud? We will be covering Galatians 5, 22 through 23, the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we'll also be touching 1 John chapter 4, verse 13. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. And that word perfect would mean mature. So there's no fear in love, but mature love casts out fear. So these are the three things that we're going to be pulling together this month under these very short broadcasts. But what we want to know right off the bat, how we're going to start this, is that when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, the old man, the sinful man, is cast out and died and gone, and you now have the Spirit of God, Jesus Christ, and the Father, and the kingdom of God residing within you. But with that, we live in this earth, and so we have a three-part being. We have our soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions. We have our body, which is our flesh, and then we have our spirit, which is born again. With that, when you get born again, you have the opportunity, the capability, the capacity to completely override what this body's been doing in the earth all this time as a sinful man or as an immature Christian. These are the things that we strive for. They are obtainable, or Jesus would not have expected it out of us or the Father. We can become more like Jesus Christ. We should become more like Jesus Christ. We should become more holy, which is the love fruit of the Spirit. Walk. Holiness is not what you do. It is who you are, and you define it and you train it. So your body, when you get born again, your body, this flesh, is subject to this world's five physical senses, and we watch what we shouldn't watch, we listen to what we shouldn't listen, we say what we don't want to say. Our body wants to eat, drink, and consume things that we shouldn't, or quantities of it. So what we have now is we have a body that's been under habit, but we all know that we can change habits. And when you have the power of God inside you, it is can be and will be done and should be done. So what this whole month, what we're going to be covering briefly, is that the maturity of love is power in your life, in every area of your life. And then not only that, it affects the people in your family that are living with you, and then the extended community and so forth and so on. This love walk can be and will be done because now you have the Lord God inside you. And the word in 1 John says that he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. So he that is in me, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is greater than what Satan occupied when I was a sinner and I came up with all these bad habits. Now listen, we can be saved, and this flesh, it doesn't show it because we're letting it run like a child in the earth, and we let it say, do, eat, and hear things that it shouldn't. But all we have to do is start telling it no. And yes, your body and your flesh is going to throw some fits, but that's okay. It's trainable. You can do it, and you will do it, and you should do it. You will, as yourself, be empowered in your mind, will, and emotions, your soul, and your physical body. And when you get these three things together, your body, soul, and your spirit, you become a very, very powerful person in this earth. It's exciting. It can be done. And the next session that we have, we're going to talk about how to do it. God bless. Thank you so much for joining.